Our story begins in Alexandra's apartment, where she is talking with Andrew on the phone while Lucas listens in the background.
Look, Andy, you can't go meet her sisters. When are you going to give up this silly game you're playing?
It's not silly to me, Alex. And besides, it's almost Christmas, and Connie hasn't made a plan with Raven and Hannah yet, so I don't think it's going to happen for a while.
Well, I've got to go. I'm going into the office for a few hours today.
Okay, have fun.
Bye.
What were you and Andy talking about? Seemed pretty intense.
Welcome to the continuing story of Scripps and Scruples.
Oh, just the usual topic of conversation, like how many ways can he screw up his life?
What's happened now?
Well, let's see. He's become friends with a woman who thinks his name is Adam Johnson.
And he is dating someone?
I don't want to lie to you. I know he's married to your Aunt Larissa, but Andy's a cad. It's just a fact.
I know the two of them aren't getting back together.
Yeah, not in this lifetime. Anyway, the woman he's seeing is Connie Richards. She's the sister of a woman that Andy was putting the moves on a year ago at this time. He and I are pretty much hated by the entire Richards family.
Richards? That's Clint's last name.
If my memory serves me correctly, I believe Clint is Connie's son.
So Andy's playing Clint's mother? Clint is my friend, Alexandra.
I didn't realize. I heard from Chuck that he's dating Dara.
He's gone out of his way for me since I started at Windsor. And I'm supposed to just keep this to myself now?
Yes, you are. This is between Andy and Connie, Lucas. I don't want you in the middle of it. It's weird enough with you being Larissa's nephew and all.
And you want me to be Clint's friend when I know Andy is lying to his mom. From what I gather, Clint is close to his mom.
It's for the best, Lucas. Really it is. But look, this isn't going to go on much longer. It's all going to come out real soon. You just hold tight until then.
At Cafe Luca, Marilyn and Gretchen are having breakfast.
Marilyn, you can tell me anything. I hope that you know that.
I have a tumor, Gretchen, and I'm going to need surgery.
A tumor? Where? What kind of surgery?
It's an ovarian tumor. I was afraid of this when I first went to see my doctor, but after 3 rounds of tests, the answer was clear.
Is it cancerous? How serious is this, Marilyn?
It's stage 2 ovarian cancer, Gretchen.
Stage 2. I don't know what that means.
It means that the tumor has extended to my uterus and the surgery will have to be done right away. I've had symptoms for a while now, but I've been putting off seeing the doctor. It started as fatigue, and I thought I was just working too hard.
You told me at Thanksgiving that you were having pain during sex with Blake. That was because of this, wasn't it?
Yes.
I know I should know more about this, Marilyn, but I don't. And I'm freaking out here, especially with everything that's happened in the past few months. What did the doctor say about the surgery? Will that remove the tumor?
Surgery is the first step. They'll remove as much of the tumor as they can.
And then you'll have a full recovery, right?
Well, the doctors are hopeful that they'll be able to remove the tumor, and then I'll have to begin chemotherapy.
What? Oh, Marilyn. I should be strong for you right now, and look at me, I'm losing it.
It's okay, believe me. I had a good cry the night before last over it. And, you know, I didn't get much sleep last night either. But what can I do? I'm not the kind of person to feel sorry for myself.
Oh, you are so strong. I wish I could be half as strong as you are.
You are stronger than you realize, Gretchen.
Look, Marilyn, you know that I will be with you every step of the way here.
I know. I appreciate that.
When are you going to tell Mom and Dad?
Not until after Christmas. My surgery is going to be right after New Year's, so I'll tell them before the surgery, but I don't want to ruin their Christmas.
They're going to want to be here the entire time, of course, to take care of you.
Hey, I have to admit, that sounds pretty nice right now.
And you know, Blake will be by your side, too.
Oh, Blake. I don't know how I'm going to tell him about this.
Marilyn, you need to tell him right away. He's crazy about you, and he would want to know.
You know, there's an ironic twist to this story that I don't think you're aware of, Gretchen. Blake's mother died from ovarian cancer.
Died?
He hasn't talked much about it. Her cancer wasn't discovered until the later stages, and the treatment didn't work on her.
How old was he when she died?
I think he was just out of high school. You remember he received that award from the National Ovarian Cancer Coalition? Now, 3 months later, I've been diagnosed with ovarian cancer.
Blake is a good man, Marilyn. He loves you, and he will stand by you no matter what.
I'm totally crazy about him, Gretchen. I don't know what I'd do if I lost him. I swore I'd never let a man have so much control over my emotions again. But there's just something about us that works.
Okay, no more tears for me. I'm going to be strong for you, and I want you to call me anytime, day or night, if you need to talk, okay?
Thanks. I may just take you up on that offer.
In his office at Manhattan Monthly, Blake is talking on the phone with Terry.
Terry, I can't believe this. What does it mean for Larissa? I mean, if Dr. Blazard admitted to being responsible for Turner's death, then Larissa's manslaughter conviction will be overturned. Yes, I know she still stabbed him. Hey, I have to run. I'll call you later. Bye.
Hi, sorry to interrupt.
Did you come to tell me the news?
What news?
That was Terry. She just told me that the doctor that operated on Turner the night he was stabbed admitted to being on two different drugs that night.
What?
She said that she thought she would have been able to save him if she'd not been high.
Good Lord. This means that Larissa didn't kill Turner.
She only attempted to kill him, and it wasn't even him she was gunning for.
Do you think they'll let her out of jail?
I have no idea. I'm sure Larissa has a full legal team looking at all the possibilities.
Gosh, I wonder if she even knows about this. Her baby's due any day now, you know.
I guess it is about that time. Wow, this year's gone by quickly.
Well, it looks like you and Marilyn have found something special. So I guess it's ending on a high note for you.
Yeah, I guess it is.
At the rec center, Chuck is talking with Dara at the front desk when Heidi and Clint walk up.
Hey, Dara. Hi, Chuck.
Heidi, what are you doing here?
I ran into Clint at Wilson's, and he invited me to come over and check this place out.
Oh, he did he?
Chuck, this is Heidi Bradford. Heidi, this is Chuck Landers, Dara's father.
Nice to meet you, Heidi.
Thanks, you too. Clint was telling me about how you bought this place on our way over here.
I was just about to go into the back. Would you like a tour?
Sure, I'd love it. Clint, are you coming?
Yeah, I'll be right there. I'll catch up with you guys.
Okay.
Clint, what are you doing with Heidi?
We ran into each other at Wilson's. What's the problem?
I thought you were coming over here today. But you went to Wilson's to see Heidi instead?
I just stopped by there to get a bite to eat, and she was there with her brother, so I joined them.
She seems awfully comfortable by your side.
Wait a minute. Are you jealous of Heidi? Come on!
I'm not jealous of her. She has nothing over me. But I hope she realizes that you have a girlfriend. Me.
We're just friends, Dara. And Heidi's about to graduate from nursing school. I don't think she's interested in a junior at Windsor Academy.
What if she were?
Hey, there's only one girl that I care about, and we both know that's you.
Do you promise?
Do you even have to ask?
No, I guess not. But she seems to like you, whether you realize it or not.
Believe me, she doesn't. But I do like seeing the side of you. I've never seen you jealous before.
You just make sure Heidi stays a safe distance away from you, and everything will be fine.
Join us again tomorrow for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples, a Radio Loger production.